Okay, this file is very straightforward. Basically, this file curses you with the need to eat on the floor like a pet, not even using your hands, every single time you eat, and it will remain that way until the curse is removed. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move, and it will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything. But just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. and if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance. A trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away, and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it's so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep, and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed as you listen and obey and relax. Nice and deep and comfortable. Very, very relaxed. Now, there's going to be a small change made in your behavior. It's being made because you chose to listen to this curse. And once you've chosen to listen to a curse like this, you cannot fight it, resist it, or avoid what is going to happen to you. It just simply happens. And what you're going to find is that you want to eat your meals very much like the family pet, rather than as a human. Yes, that's right. You should eat your meals from a plate or a bowl on the floor. That is where you belong. Kneeling down on the floor, eating your food off of a plate or a bowl, that is how you deserve to be treated. How you deserve to be fed. Yes, that's right. Fed. Your status is so low that you belong down on the floor on all fours when you eat, because you are lower than the people around you and you always will be. You belong kneeling on all fours, forced to eat with your mouth, not even using your hands, very much like the family pet. Oh, you may slowly transition into this. It'll start with just simply a little desire here and there to try it. To try it out and see what it'd be like eating on the floor. But when you do, it'll send little shivers of joy through you. It'll feel so wonderful, so natural to do it. But, of course, the first time you'll probably only eat on the floor, possibly using utensils, maybe using your hands, but the next time you do it, you'll take it a little bit further and a little bit further each and every time you do it, until eventually you'll stop using your hands to eat. You'll want to kneel down on the floors and stick your face in the meal and eat it that way. It will seem right. It will seem perfectly natural. It will seem like the proper thing for you to do. It is your place. Your place is on the floor, eating like a pet. Yes, that's right. Like a pet, not like a person. No, you are too low for that. You are simply too low to eat like the rest of the humans around you. You belong on the floor. You are less than the people around you. You are submissive, obedient. You aren't a person. You don't have the same rights. You shouldn't be eating with the other people around you. You should be fed. You should be fed and on the floor. This is how you truly wish to eat. This is what you truly need, want, and desire. And after a while, it's going to seem completely and utterly normal to you. It's going to become just simply the way you want to eat every single meal. You belong on the floor, on all fours, eating like an animal, because you are nothing more than that, nothing more than a pet, a submissive, a slave, a piece of property, someone that does not have the rights of their superiors, someone far too low to eat from a table. You do not deserve that privilege, that right. You do not deserve to be treated that highly. No, you deserve to be treated like a pet, to be fed like a pet, to eat from the floor like a pet. You can feel this desire growing inside of you, growing stronger and stronger, and you will find yourself coming back to this file over and over again, and every time you do, the idea of being fed, eating on the floor, will become more and more natural to you, more and more the way you need and want to be fed. Yes, fed. After all, you're not a person. You're not eating a meal with the family. You don't get treated like a person. Where you belong is on the floor, eating your food there. Oh, there may be times where you don't get to, but that's where you belong, and you'll know it deep down inside, and you'll want it deep down inside. It won't feel right to eat any other way. You wish to be fed like a pet, to be treated that low, to be treated as if you aren't even a person. Not when it comes to mealtime, no. You belong on the floor, eating from a bowl or a plate, using your mouth, not your hands at all. Eating as if you were some form of animal, something so low that you just simply don't eat like the others, because you are nothing more than a pet at mealtimes. You are nothing more than an animal, and that is how you are going to eat from now on, and you have no choice about this, because this is how you've been cursed. The idea is going to get stronger and stronger in your head until you start acting on it, until you start acting it out, until you start doing it. And then the curse will get stronger and stronger until it is the only way you ever want to eat, until it is the only way you ever feel proper eating. In fact, you will hate it if you are made to sit up at a table and eat. It will feel so very, very wrong. Oh, you can drink things while standing up. That won't bother you at all. But your meals should be fed on the floor, lowering you to your place, your station in life, because you are nothing, nothing at all, and this is how you deserve to be treated, and this is how you deserve to be fed. And this curse is only going to get stronger and stronger until it becomes a part of you, a permanent part of you, that you act upon each and every day as often as you can, until it becomes a part of you that you cannot ignore in any way, shape, or form, until you always eat like a pet whenever possible. No, you cannot avoid this curse. You cannot ignore it. And the only way to stop it is to have me remove it. There is no other way. The only way to get rid of this curse is to listen to the removal for this curse. And then, and only then, will you be free. Until then, you need to eat like a pet, because that is what you've been cursed with, and you will come back to this file over and over again, letting it sink deep down into your subconscious mind, letting it take control and guide you and force you to act in this manner, and force you to act out this curse. You cannot escape or avoid this curse, and given enough time, it will become real and permanent, and I will be the only person that can ever remove it, because you belong on the floor, eating like a pet. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake.